Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erev and Daf Pei. Tonight is Matzah Shabbos, Zayin Cheshvan, and Zayin Cheshvan is the yard site of the founder of the Daf Yomi movement, the Lublina Rav, Rav Meir Shapiro, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha. So we're learning Lili Nishmaso. He is the reason why so many people are doing the Daf Yomi, and all our learning should be a tremendous zuchus for his holy neshama. We pick up on the Gemara, four lines from the top. We're going to be asking a question on what we learned in yesterday's shiur, that when you are mezaka, the shituf, when you're going to be mezaka to acquire the food that you're putting in there for the people in your mavui, so you do a zikui on their behalf, you acquire the food for them by giving it to somebody else, and they pick it up. So they have to pick it up at Tefach, we said in the Mishnah. So tomorrow now we ask four lines on the top, Pei, Amud, Aleph. Meisve, Ketzad Mishtatvin, Bibavoi. How do you actually go and do this Shituf? So it tells us, Mivin Chovish Shoyayin. In our Mishnah, we didn't specify the type of food, but here in the Braisa, it tells us that you bring a barrel of either wine, Shoyayin, Shoshem, and it could be oil, Shotmarim, it could be dates, it could be shogrogros. Grogros are these dried figs, or vishosharmine peros, or any other types of fruits, and this is going to be the food for the shituf mavayos. Now, in Mishalo, if one person is contributing all of this, so then, tzarech lezakos, he has to do zikui for all the other people in the mavoy. And we said that somebody picks it up, he gives it to somebody who's mezakit on their behalf. In Mishalahan, however, for all the other people, each put, let's say, an apple into the container, so then tzarech lodia, they all have to explain and state that they're not upset if anybody else takes their food. As Rashi points out, tzarech lodia, im chafetzim bekach, shema makpidim be'eruvin. They have to make sure that nobody's makpid, hey, you can't take my apple, because we learned, and it says here in the Perek Kama, but it's really in Perek Dalet, where we learn, hamath, makpid ale ruvo. If somebody's makpid and says, hey, you can't take my fruits, you can't have my eruv, so then ein eruvo, then the eruv isn't an eruv. She'ein otzara, he's a stingy person, but also pas, he doesn't want anybody to take his stuff, and he doesn't want to give it lite l'chavero. However, avo mishalo, ein tzarech lodio, but if it's all from one person, the zoch l'liog mishalofon, if he doesn't have to go and ask them, is it okay? Because of course he's giving to them, so of course it's okay. So the point over here is that everybody has to be willing, if they're putting in their own food, that anybody could go and take that, because the whole idea of an Erev is to show the friendship. We learned this early in the Masechta, and to show that they're one unit, that they're essentially all one Rishus Hayochid, and therefore that is the purpose, if each of them is putting in their own food, that they can't be makbid. So that's why it says Tzarech Lodia. But that's only if it's each person contributing their own food. But if you're doing the zikoy, one person is putting the whole barrel of fruits out there, and he's giving it to somebody else to pick it up and be mezakid on behalf of everybody else, so all that other person has to do is magbia minakark. He has to lift up this barrel from the ground, mashu, only a small amount. Now, it doesn't say a tefach here. So this is the kasha. In our Mishnah, it said a tefach, and here it says that you can just lift it up a mashu. So Gemara says, no. My mashu, what does this mashu over here mean? Nami de kama tefach. It also means a tefach. So this doesn't contradict that which Rabbi Yehuda said in yesterday's shiur, that you have to lift it up a tefach. The Braisa is in agreement. A mashu here means a tefach. It doesn't mean just a minuscule amount. In general, when you lift something up, it means to lift it up a tefach. When you make a kinyan sudar, you lift up the thing, a tefach, that demonstrates that you're acquiring it. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, shitufei mevos. When you're making a sheet of mavayos, so Rav Amar ain tzarech lezakos, that when you're doing this for everybody else and you're putting in your own food, you don't have to do this zikuit that we just said that you have to do. And Shmuel Amar tzarech lezakos. So Shmuel's opinion is you have to do the zikuit for all the other people in the sheet of mavayos, as opposed to a ruve tehumim. The exact opposite opinions are held in regards to an erev tehumim. So Rav says Amar tzarech lezakos. Rav says if you're doing this for somebody else, you have to be mezake this Erev Tchumim food that you put out there for this to be a successful accomplishment of the Erev Tchumim. And here, Ushmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lezakos. Shmuel says you don't need to do this. So the exact opposite shittus over here. Rav, in regards to the shittus Mavoi, says you don't need Zikui, but in regards to Erev Tchumim, you do. Shmuel says the exact opposite. Shmuel says in regards to the shittus Mavoi, you must do a Zikui, but in regards to Erev Tchumim, you don't. So the Gemara says, okay, Bishlam Shmuel is not a problem. Bishlam Shmuel, Hocha Tanan. So in regards to the sheet of Mavoyis, our Mishnah said you had to do a Zikwe. So Shmuel has no problem. He has our Mishnah to support a Shita. And in regards to the Dinim of Erev Tichumen, which he learned previously, and we'll see in Beferish inside, Rashi points out on Daf Pei Beis. So in that situation, it says, Ketzad Mishtafim B'tchumim V'lo K'tani U'mezak Len. It doesn't mention anything about Zikwe. So Shmuel's on very safe grounds. The Mishnah, our Mishnah in regards to Shita B'Voyis specifically mentions you need Zikui, and the Mishnah discussing Erev Tichumim specifically does not mention that you need Zikui. So Shmuel is perfectly safe. However, Elo L'Rav, my time, Rav is going against both of these. So who's the Tana that Rav is holding like? So the Gemara says, Tanoyim, this is a Machlokas Tanoyim. Now, where does it say this? The Omer of Yehuda Amar Rav, because we have a Maisa Shehoya. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav tells us about the following Maisa. Maisa B'Kalosu Sh'Rav Oshaya. The daughter-in-law of Rav Oshaya, she once went Erev Shabbos to go to the bathhouse, and she did not get back in time. And Rashi points out, and Dibra Masu Sh'Rav Oshaya Merchotz, Mibod Yom Chutz L'Tchum. She went out there before Shabbos started, and it was outside the Tchum, the Choshchala, and it got dark, the also Lelasa, and she wouldn't be allowed to return because she's now outside her Tchum. So let's say it's 2,500 amos away from her house, so she can only come back 2,000 amos, she'll still be 500 amos away from her house. So in this situation, her mother-in-law saw that she wasn't returning on time, the Choshchala, since she was out there and it got dark, and she wouldn't be able to come back. So the mother-in-law, the Erva Lo Chamosa, so the mother-in-law made an Erva Tichumen for her so that she could have this be her focal point and therefore come back from the bathhouse and get to her house. So this is what the mother-in-law did. Now, there was no Zikoy over here. Uba Maisel, if nay, Rabbi Chia V'yosar. And this Maisel came before Rabbi Chia and he said, this is no good. So the simple understanding right now is this is the sheet that Rav said. There was an Erva Tichumen here and Rabbi Chia said that since there was no zikui, it isn't a good Erev Tichumim. On this, Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Yishmael Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Chia, why be so machmir? Bavloi. He called him Bavloi, even though he was living now in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi points out that Rabbi Chia, Bavli Hoya, he originally grew up in Bavel, Kedarina Secha Sota, Olu Rabbi Chia Ubana Yizdua. The Rabbi Chia went up to Eretz Yisrael, and they made certain takonos. So he called him Bavloi. So, Kol kacha to machmir be'erivin, you're so strict in regards to Hilchas Erivin, it's all the Rabbanans. Kacha Marabba, my father said, Rabbi Shmuel was saying the name of his father, the great Rabbi Yossi. He says, Kacha Marabba, this is what my father said. Kol sheyesh l'chol l'hokel be'erivin, hokel. Whenever you can be makel in regards to Hilchas Erivin, you always should. These are all dealing the Rabbanan. The rabbi set them up to help people out and not to make it more difficult. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, no, I paskin like all Mishnah that says you don't need a zikui for an Erev Tichumim. But here we see, this is the Tanaic opinion of Rabbi Chia that Rab is holding on. Rab was a Talmud, he was the nephew of Rabbi Chia, so he held like his Rabbi, like his uncle, and said that you do need to do a Zikoy for a Erev Tichumim. This is where Rab got his opinion from. Amara still questions is, V'boiluhu, they asked, Mishal Chamosa Erev Allah, what was the reason exactly that Rabbi Chia didn't allow it? Do we say it because it was the mother-in-law's food, and she didn't do the zikui, like I just said, or maybe not. Maybe there was another reason why Rav Chia said it wasn't good, and this isn't a raya to Rav. Odilma, maybe the reason was, mishalah ervalah, she took from her daughter-in-law the food. However, umishum shalom did shalom midaita, but the daughter-in-law didn't know this or give permission for this, and therefore that's why it's no good. So what was the reasoning behind Rav Chia? So Amar lahen, Halmi Rabbanan. So one of the rabbis that was there said, who is this rabbi? Rabbi Yaakov Shimei. This was Rabbi Yaakov. And he said, L'idi, b'farish Allah, minei de Rabbi Yochanan. I myself heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, what the reasoning was. It was because, Mishol Chamos the Erva, because, in fact, the mother-in-law took her own food, u'mishum de lo zich Allah. Like we said, that she didn't make a zikui for her daughter-in-law, and that's what Rav Chia's shita was, that you must do a zikui in regards to Erev Tichumim. Similarly, Amalei Rab Zerul Rav Yaakov. Now, the Gersa we have is Berei de Bas Yaakov. Rashi points out that we don't say who his father's name was because his father was not a tzaddik. Rashi says, Aviv lo haya hagun l'fich lo skiru. They didn't mention the father's name. Others have the Gersa of Berei de Bas Yaakov. In any event, this Rav Yaakov, we only know his mother's name, that she was Bas Yaakov. His grandfather was Yaakov. And this is his mother is the only one that's mentioned over here. And Rav Zera told him, Kimotis Hossam, when you go to visit to this place that you're going to, He was off on some sort of a travel. So he said, while you're going near there, do me a favor and make a detour. And he says, Kimat is awesome. When you get to roughly this place, Akiv, make a detour over here. Vizil Suma the Tzur, go to a nearby place called Suma the Tzur. We've had this previously in the Masechta. This was a well-known place. Ubaya Mine, and go and ask me, Rav Yaakov Baridi, ask him this Shiloh, what exactly was Rav Chiya's thinking in this case? So, Rav Yaakov went there. Boy Mine, he asked Rav Yaakov Baridi, was it Mishul Chamosa, Irva, or Mishum Delo Zichsula? Was the reasoning, as we just said above, that when the mother-in-law took her own food, she didn't do a zikr for the daughter-in-law, and that's why it wasn't a good Erev Techumim, Odilma, Mishalayrva, or she took the daughter-in-law's food, but since it was done without her permission, Mishum Shalomi Dait, it wasn't good. So Rav Yaakov Avidi said, Amalei, Mishul Chamosa, Erva Law. Again, the same thing that we had said previously, this is Rav Chiya's Shita, that since you had to do a zikr here, Mishum Delo Ziksala, she took her mother-in-law took the food and made the Erev Techumim for the daughter-in-law, but didn't make a zikur, therefore it wasn't good. And this, therefore, is the Tanayic opinion that Rav is holding on to. How do we paskin? Amr of Nachman, Naktinan, we have a Kabbalah. Naktinan is a word that we use, and we have a Mesorah, we have a Kabbalah, that the Loch is Echod Erev Techumim, whether you're dealing with Erev Techumim, or the Echod Erev Chatzeres, or you're dealing with Erev Chatzeres, or Echod Chitav Novayos, and all of these, Tzarech Lezakos. So you got to do a zikri for them, otherwise they don't really own it. By Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asked, what about Erev Tavshilin? It's the only Erev we haven't talked about yet. We have Erev Techumim, we have Erev Chatzeros, and what about Erev Tavshilin? Tzorech Lezakos? Oh, ain't Tzorech Lezakos. Do you need to do a Zikur by an Erev Tavshilin? Right? The person who's making an Erev Tavshilin for other people, does he have to be Mezakir on their behalf or not? Right? The Rav of the town, when he always says the Nusach, he's making an Erev Tavshilin, he's doing for all the people in his town. So does somebody have to go and pick up the matzah, the challah, and the eggs, whatever it is that he's doing the Erev Tavshilin with, and be Mezakir for all of them or not? So I'm Rav Yosef, Umayti Boile. What was Rav Nachman asking? I don't understand. Mighty Boyle, didn't he hear Lo Shmielei Hod Yomer Rav Nachman by Rav Ada Omer Shmuel? Didn't he hear that statement that these Amoraim said that Erev Tavshilin Tzorich Lezakos? So it's befavorish a statement that an Erev Tavshilin also needs Zikos. So what's Rav Nachman asking? So Moya Abaye, so Abaye tells Rav Yosef Pshita De Lo Shmielei. He obviously didn't hear it. That's why he was asking it, because the Shmielei. Because if he in fact had heard it, Mighty Boyle, then what would be the Shaila? So Rav Yosef said, no, there was a Shaila here. Amalei, he said, because after all, regards to Erev Techumim, so Shmuel said you don't have to do a zikoy. It didn't mention it in the Mishnah on Pei Beis, and Shmuel held that you don't have to do a zikoy by an Erev Techumim, and yet we see Vyomar Ihu Tzorech Lezakos, and yet Rav Nachman said that we paskin that you do have to do a zikoy for an Erev Techumim. So to over here, maybe even though he had heard that Shmuel said, Erev Tavshilin Tzorech Lezakos, maybe he disagreed with him, just like he disagreed with him by Erev Techumim, maybe he disagreed with him in regards to an Erev Tavshilin. So that's why Rav Nachman asked the question, Lav Davka, that he had not heard Shmuel, maybe he did hear Shmuel, he was just asking, do we paskele Shmuel, or do we not paskele Shmuel? So Abaye says, however, that that's not correct. Rav Nachman really did not hear Shmuel's statement. Hochi Hashti says, really? Rebbe, Rav Yosef, he's saying, really, do you think Rav Nachman heard the statement and was questioning, do we paskin like it or not? Hachi hashta, is that really true? Bishlam ahasam, in the case of the Erev Techumim and the Sheet of Mavayos, we had a machlokis, pligi Rav Ushmuel. They said that Rav holds that by the Erev Techumim, you in fact do need a zikui, and Shmuel said you don't, and the opposite by the Sheet of Mavayos. So therefore, the Komash Ulan, Kichurmim Demar, the Kichurmim Demar. So Rav Nachman said, we're not sure what the din is, we paskin like the Chum of each of them, so we require a zikui both by the Sheet of Mavayos and by the Erev Techumim. Abul Hocha, Iso de Shmielei, Miko de Man de Polik. Does anybody argue with the Erev Tashilin that Shmuel made a statement that you need a zikui? We don't have any other opinion. So why would Rav Nachman think that we don't paskele Shmuel? Must be that he didn't hear the statement of Shmuel, and he was just asking a straightforward question, does an Erev Tashilin need a zikui or not? Gemara says, Maisa Shahoya, how Turzina? What is a Turzina? So Rashi brings down, this is a Nochri, it's a non-Jewish person who was Mamuna al Klei Zayin Hasui L'Shmir Asir. He was a local cop. He was the chief of police in the area, and he was in charge of the security for the city, and he would go and fight off anybody that would attack the city. And he lived in the city. He was the security forces for the city, the head of the security forces for the city. So this Turzina, the Hava B'Shivivuse, the Rav Zera, he was a non-Jewish person living in the Mavui of Rav Zera. And Armuleg, they wanted to make a sheet of mavayos that they said to this Turzina, Ogir Lon Rishusach. A non-Jewish person living there can ruin it for them unless he sells them his rights, unless he rents them his rights. So Lo Ogir Lu, as we had previously, they were always scared to rent the rights. Either they thought that they would be taken advantage of, or they thought the Jewish people might be doing some sort of black magic over here. So he didn't want to sell them his rights. So they went to ask Rav Zeira, also coming to Rav Zeira, and they said, what can we do? So Amrulei, they said to Rav Zeira, Ma'u Lemega Midvisu, can we go and acquire those rights from his wife? Somehow they felt that she would be more likely to go and sell the rights. So Amrulei, Rav Zeira told them, yes, Hochi Amr Rish Lakish, Mishmed the Gavarabba, Rish Lakish said the name of a great person. And who was the great person? Umanu, Rabbi Hanina. And he said, Ishto Shalodum Rebbe Shlomi Daito, the wife, if she's willing to be Oger, so she can go and rent those rights, sell those rights, even without the permission, Shlomi Daito, without the permission, the rishus of her husband. She's allowed to do so. Another story. How Terzina, another one of these local security heads, the Havim Shivusi, the Rav Yehuda Bar Hoshaya. He lived in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda Bar Hoshaya. And the same thing happened. Army lady said to him, we'd like to Ogir Lon Rishusach. We want to rent your place so we can make an Eru Chatzeros or Shita Vapoyos. And he was afraid to. Lo Ogir Lohu. He didn't want to do this. So they went and asked those who came with Rav Yehuda Bar Hoshaya. They went to ask the Rebbe. And they asked him, Amri le, ma'u lemega midvisu. So we go ask his wife and rent it from her. And he didn't know. Lo hava biyode, he didn't know the answer. So they went, also lekamei the Rav Maslin. They went to ask Rav Maslin this question. And also, lo hava biyode, he also didn't know the answer. Also lekamei the Rav Yehuda. They went to Rav Yehuda. Amalu, he said, Hochi Amr Shmuel. He said, in the name of Shmuel, Ishto Shalodim Arevish lo bidaito. Same teretz that Rav Zeira had given before, in the name of Rish Lakish, in the name of Rabbi Hanina, that you're allowed to do this. Even without the das of the husband, the wife can go and rent out the area. More questions. This Meisve, we learned in the Braisa, Noshim She'ervu V'nishtatvu Shalomi Das Baleim, if a woman participates in an Eruv or in a Shita Mavoyos without her husband's permission, ain't Eruv an Eruv. The ain't Shituf on Shituf. It says Beferish that it's not good. Shmuel says, Lokasha, it depends. There's no contradiction here between this Braisa and the statements that we made a moment ago in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and in the name of Reish Lakish Amar Rabbi Hanina, that Rav Zeira said that they can go and a wife can go and rent out, or a wife could participate in the Erev Chatzeros or the Shita Mavoyos without her husband's knowledge, because they're talking about different scenarios. Lokasha. Well, the Amoraim are talking about a different case than the Braisa. The Amoraim are talking about the Osar. This participation, if they didn't do this, they would ruin it for everybody else. So since they would ruin it for everybody else, the rabbis were makel to allow the wife to do this even without this expressed permission of her husband. However, the Bryce is talking about Hodel Oasar. That Bryce is talking about the case where the woman and her family would not ruin it for everybody else. They had another Mavoy to go and participate in, and therefore they wouldn't ruin it for this Mavoy. And therefore, that's why the Braisa says they can't do this without permission. But where they would ruin it for everybody else, so all the Amoraim said that you're allowed to do this without permission. And the Gemara says this is the right teretz. It's exactly the right thing. Hachanam Mistavu, because it makes sense. Because the Im Kain, if it were in fact true that Shmuel holds that a woman in general is allowed to go and be mishtatev even without her husband's permission, even in the case of Lo Osar, then it would be Kasha the Shmuel Shmuel. Then we'd have a stira in Shmuel. Because the Omer Shmuel, Shmuel said, Echad b'mei Mavui, Shirogil ishtatif in b'nei Mavui. If you have a person in the Mavui that always goes and participates in the Shita for the other people of that Mavui, and then on one Shabbos, Lo Nishtatev, so b'nei HaMavui nichnosin l'soch beisav and notin shituf from imenu b'akarcho. They can go into his house, so to say, and take out the Shita of Mavui and have him participate, of course, with his wife's permission. In other words, here you clearly see that they're allowed to do this, because otherwise this family would ruin it for everybody else. So it's only in this case where they would ruin it for everybody else, where there would be osar, that you're allowed to do this. But in a case where they're not osar, then they wouldn't be allowed to do this. And that's what the Gemara says. Rogil, since they normally join in Shein Rogil, where they don't ruin it, lo. Shema Mina. You see, that Shmuel only allows it when they would ruin it. But in the case where they're not Rogil, they wouldn't ruin it. So then, there is no permission from the wife without her husband's rishus. Gemara says, Leimu Masayile, the following is a riot to Shmuel. Kofen Oso, Lasos, Lechi, Vekorol, Mavui. We can make a person in the Mavui pay to participate in the building of a Lechi or a Korah. In other words, you can obligate or force somebody to go and do this, even against his will. because he'd be ruining it for everybody else if he doesn't contribute. Turn to the Amud Beis, and where it says, no, not necessarily so. Shiny Hossam, by the Mavi, it's different, because the Lekka Mechitzos, without the Lechi or the Mav, or the Korah in the Mavi, there wouldn't be a fourth wall. There wouldn't be that Lechi or Korah functioning as the fourth wall. As Rashi says, Mavi Megulahu, therefore the Mavi is open. The Eino Noach Lushomro, you can't watch it so well without having that Lechi or Korah there. Now, it's not clear what exactly Rashi means. I'm assuming Rashi means over here that people won't recognize that this is private property without the lechi or the korah there, and people will go in and out, and they'll take stuff from there. Hilkach kofen oso, and therefore they can force him to go and participate in the building. Everybody can be forced to participate in the building of the lechi or the korah. Aval hatte betiltul yolam em loch tu ba'inon das. But if you want to make it that it should function in a way that it's now permitting people to carry, no, then he needs to participate with permission, because that is something that requires das. So this is why this is not a raya necessarily to the opinion of Shmuel. Tosos is a different way to understand it. Ayin in the Tosos, shiny hosom, the ikah mechitza. That's the first teretz that we have here. According to our gears in the Gemara, we now have lishna achrina, and it says mitzad shiny. That this case is different because it's mitzad. Now this is very problematic because we don't understand what it means, mitzad. And in fact, the Bach deletes this and says there shouldn't be any lishna achrin over here. Mitzad shiny just should be taken out, and you just go by through the Gemara. There's only one teretz over here. The Vilna Gaon, the Hagos HaGra over here, and you can see this as well in the Hagos HaRav Runshberg, who quotes the Gra more extensively than the Gra, says that the Gra is 100% correct. He calls him Vanochon Mashurisi Bezeh Bebir Hagon Moreno Arab Elio Vilnis Secher Tzadeh Bekodesh Levracha B'Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. So the Runshberg quotes the Gra over here, and the Vilna Gaon says that the Girsa should be the Beis Din Lishna Achrina be based in. And you can see this in the Runshberg. He says on the very first of the wide lines in the Runshberg, he says lishnachrina be based in shiny, that if you have this in a based in, the based in can go and force the person to go and participate. Kofen also a based in la arivi mohen. So that's why it's different, and you can't bring me a raya to Shmuel from here. Finally, Gemara continues and says itmar ruchia barashia mar osin lechi ashera. When you're making this lechi or korah, you can even use a piece of wood that makes the lechi, or a piece of wood that makes the korah from an asherah tree. So Rav Chiya Barashi said, just the lechi. A lechi is the vertical post that doesn't have mamoshes to it, really. It can even be a very, very thin strip. And Rish Lakish says, the korah only... that can also be done from a asherah tree. So Gemara says, Manda Amar Korah, the second opinion, Reish Lakish, who says you could even make a Korah, so certainly Koshekein Lechi, because a Lechi is much smaller. And if you're allowed to use a Korah, so then you certainly can use a Lechi. As Rashi says, the Ein Lo Shir L'Roch Bov Yovav, it doesn't have a thickness to it or a length to it. It can be very, very thin. It can be just like a strip of paint almost, or a glue on the wall that, as long as it doesn't fall off in the wind, so even a nothing can count as a lechi. And therefore, this is not called getting hanoah from the asherah tree, because it's just matring you to carry, just matring some simple benefit over here, and it's not called getting hanoah from the asherah tree. So if you can use a korah from the asherah tree, you certainly can use a lechi. That's Reish Lakish's opinion. However, Oman Diomar Lechi, the one who said you can make a lechi, however, avo korolo, a korah is too substantive, and therefore, the asherah tree is considered kikisuse michtas shiure. An asherah tree is considered like there's zero substance to it, because it's also b'hanah. We have the same thing. If you take a lulav from an asherah tree, so you don't have the shear of a lulav. We say the shear is kisusi mechtas. So therefore, it's as if you don't have any shear there, and if you don't have enough of a shear, a korah has to have a certain dimension to it, which a lechi doesn't have to have, and therefore, if you say it's good for a lechi, that's because a lechi is so simple and so small and so insignificant, as opposed to a korah. So that's the difference between these two opinions. Rav Chiya Barashi, who says that you can make an asherah only a lechi, and Rav Shimon Lakish says not only a lechi, but you can even use a korah from the asherah tree. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Nismaya to ochel. If you have the sheet of Mavayos, and before Shabbos, some of the food that was there You need to have a certain amount of food for every person. We'll learn that in the rest of today's share. You need a certain amount of food. And if that food got taken away, dog ate it, whatever happened, so mosif umazaka, you add on more food. And if you're doing it from your own pocket, so then you have to do another zikui for all the residents that are going to be participating in the Shita of Mavayos over there living in this mavoy. However, vein tzorach lodia, you don't have to go and tell them, because again, if you're using your own food, so this is zoch liyodim shelo b'fonav. As Rashi said, Shari Kula Nisratz B'tchila, you don't have to tell them anything because they all agreed in the first place. So if the food is gone, so now you're again providing this service. What about Nitosu Aleim? What about if new people moved in here? So you made the Sheet of Mavoyos, let's say Friday morning, and now new people moved in there Friday afternoon. So Mosif Umazak, you have to add on additional food, and you have to do the Zikur on behalf of those people. Now, if it was their food, Vitzorach Lodia, their food, you have to tell everybody else, hey, these people are coming in here, and everybody can't be makbid one on the other. As Rashi says, L'diurin, you have to let all the diurin know. Shinitosu, the extra people that are living there, im daitum erev, do they want to participate in the erev chaseros or the shita b'vayos? Ukagon shamar v'mishalhen, they're putting their own food in, and as we explained previously, you need to, over here, either go and put in extra food for them and be mizaka on their behalf, but if it's theirs, tzorach lodia, im mishalhen ma'arev, that they're willing, that everybody should be able to take this, because they're all being unified by this food that they're putting in, and therefore v'tzorach lodia. The Mishnah continues and says, "Kam mahu shiurin." What exactly is the shear of a sheet of mavayos? So the Gemara says, "Bizman shem Reuben." If there are a lot of people there, the Gemara will tell us this means 18 or more people. That we'll see where they get this number from in the Gemara. So if there's a lot of people over there, then all you need is mason shtei suudos l'kulam. Then a single amount of shtei suudos satisfies everybody, whether 1,800 or 18,000 or any amount of people, just enough for shtei sudos, for one person, that will satisfy the requirement of shita mavayos. Once you have more than 18 people there, 18 or more people, you don't need to keep on adding more food for every additional person. However, bizman shei muatim, if there are less than 18 people there, so then you need the kirogeres l'chol echav yechid. You need the amount of food that is a dried fig for each person. So there are 5 people there, you need 5 grogarises. If there are 10 people there, you need 10 grogarises, up to 18. And 18 grogros, we'll see, is the amount of shtei sudos. That's where they get this number from. We'll learn that in the Gemara. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Now, some say that Rav Yossi is not arguing with the Tanakhama, but we'll learn it simple like Rashi, who says that Rav Yossi is arguing with the Tanakhama. Our Rav Yossi, by Medvar Mamurim, under what circumstances is this, B'tchilas Erev? This is talking about when you're first putting the Shita of Mavoyos, so the Erev Chatzeros together, you need to have this amount of food. However, Avo B'shiari Erev, for future usage, Kolshu, as long as some of the original Erev is left, so then it's good. You don't need to have this Shtei Sudos or a Grogeris for every single person, every single future Shabbos that comes up. Once you started off, it was good for the first Shabbos, so as long as something is left, it is still good. Rashi understands this. In Tzarech Losev, you don't have to add on. The Rav Yossi, Polig, Atanakama. So the way we have it over here is that he is, in fact, arguing on the Tanakama. There are those that say that he's not arguing on the Tanakama, he's explaining the Tanakama. The Mishnah concludes and says, "V'alo amru la'ariv b'chatzeros." Why do you even have to do an Erev Chatzeros if you made a Shita of Mavoyos? We had this previously. This is the source for that. Elikadesh lo l'shakach es ha-tinokos. Because the tinokos don't see that there's an Erev Chatzeros in your courtyard, and you just have the Shita of Mavoyos that's working on it. They're never going to see that Shita of Mavoyos. It tells elsewhere, and these children aren't going to realize that there's a din of Erev Chatzeros. So we want to make an Erev Chatzeros here that you'll see, oh, this is the box of matzahs for our courtyard. Without this box of matzahs, we can't carry. So this way, they'll be taught the din of carrying on Shabbos and an Erev Chatzeros. If they only had a sheet of b'vayis, they may not notice this. Gemara starts off and says, "Mavayiskina, what are we talking about? We're talking about in the case of nismayit, when the food got eaten up or taken away, part of the food. So you have to add on more food. So if you're dealing over here with it's the same exact food, so let's say they had wine there, and the wine was drunk, instead of part of it was drunk, so they put in more wine, so then my irion is mites. And why do you have to tell me if it was just made smaller? Let's say you started off with a gallon of wine, and now you have only 5 ounces of wine, so why do you have to tell me that? Afilu kolonami. Even if it was totally removed, there was a gallon there, it was all taken away, and now you put in a gallon, and you're starting from scratch. Why would it make nismayit? You could even have it was kola, if it was totally gone. Aye, what are you telling me? It's two different foods. It started off with wine, and now you're putting in oil. Ela b'shnei minim. So then, apilu nismayit nami lo. So then, here, it's not enough to just add it. You are adding new food, so therefore, you must tell them. How can you go and not tell them that you're putting in a different type of thing? Maybe they were happy to do it with wine, but they're not happy to do it with oil. Why is that? The Tanya. If all of the food, of one type of food, was taken away, so then, ein tzorich lodia. If it's all the same type of food, and you're just replacing with the same type of food, even if it's totally gone, you don't have to let people know. But if it was mibeis minim, if the original Erev was taken away, totally removed, and now you're replacing it with a second type of different food, first one was wine, this is oil, tzorich lodia, you have to let them know. So we don't understand, the Gemara says, the lashon of the Mishnah, nismayit, if it's the same min, so then, even if it's kala. And if it's not the same min, it's beis minim, so then nismayit's not going to work. So the Gemara says, we can answer it either way. We can answer it that it's the same species, same type of food, or that it's a different type of food. In what way? Even if it was the same wine, and now you, some of the wine was gone, and you add additional wine, when the Mishnah says, my nismayit, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that it only was partially gone. It means nismatmeit. Nismatmeit means it's totally gone. Rashi explains, nismatmeit means kolo legamre. So it means it's entirely gone. And even if it's entirely gone, you don't have to go tell them if you're just replacing it with additional wine. So it's not nismayit, it's nismatmeit, which means it's totally gone. And if you want to say it's two different things, it was wine and now you're replacing it with oil, so then, kolo shiny. So then the chiddush is that if it is totally gone, it is a different halacha. But if some of it is still there, so then even though you're replacing it with a different food, some of the wine is gone, you replace it with oil, then you do not, in fact, have to go and let them know. As Rashi says, v'davko nokat nismayit. Here it definitely means only part of it was gone. The kashaloch be brisa or kolo shiny. What about the brisa we just brought down that said if it's totally gone, it's no good? The brisa kolo davka nokat. I will nismayit. I feel the base mean in tzorich lodia. The brisa is talking about if it's kolo, only if it's totally gone. But if it's nismayit, so then the brisa and our Mishnah aren't arguing at all. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nitosu aleim mosifu mezaka b'chule. And if additional people moved in, you have to go either and be mezaka if you're eating the food on their behalf, or if they're eating the food, you have to make sure that they're hodia, that everybody knows, and that nobody's machbin. So someres, our Mishnah is teaching us over here, chalukin olav chaveirov al Rav Yehuda, that our Mishnah argues with Rav Yehuda. What is that? That's none, because we learned in another Mishnah, Rav Yehuda, the medvar mamurim be'erev tichumim, that when do we say that everybody has to give their participation, that's only in regards to an Erev Tichumim. Abo be'erev chatzeros, ma'arvin, bein ladas, o bein shalol ladas. Only by an Erev Tichumim do they have to participate knowingly, but in an Erev chatzeros, Rav Yehuda says they don't have to know about it, and therefore, our Mishnah, which says that they do have to know about it, is in contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, yeah, pshita, obviously so. It says, b'feirish, the chalukin. So of course they are. What's your chiddush to telling me that our Mishnah disagrees with the other Mishnah? So Gemara says, no, ma'u detem, I might have said on my own, hani mili b'chotzer shebein shnei muvos. The Mishnah says that you have a chotzer in between two mavois. So in this situation, they could go either way, so you must tell them to participate. But I might have thought, I have a chotzer shemova yachot, when they only have one way to go. So they can only participate that way, aim alone. Maybe you don't have to let them know. So therefore, Kamash Vulon, Rav Shisti tells us, in the name of Rechista, that our Mishnah requires das, even when it's only one possible way, chotzer shomovi echad. So therefore, that is the chiddush over here, that our Mishnah argues with Rabbi Yehuda across the board. Then we quote the Mishnah again, kamu shir v'chule, what is the minimum shir for a shita mavayos? So the Gemara says, kamu merubim. What is the definition of a large number of people that we said in the Mishnah? I already told you it's 18. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Shmona es b'nei Adam. Here's where I got it from. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel says it's 18 people. That's Merubin. So Gemara says, Shmona es b'sulo, 18 and not more. 18 but not 19? Shmuel says, no, of course. Ema mishmona es v'elach means 18 and up. 18 to 180,000. So any amount, 18 or more, no matter how much more, requires just the two su'udos. Shmuel says, where did they get this from? Umay Shmona Esrei Dinoka. Where did they get this number 18 from? They pulled it out of a hat. It's like a nevuah. So Rav Yitzchak, Brother Yehuda, no. L'didim ifarshli minei da'aba. I myself heard this from my father. Now, this is Rabbi Yitzchok Bereid Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, I heard this myself from Rabbi Yehuda. If, in fact, there is enough food over here to give every single person a grogeres, so then that's what you need to do. So with 18 people, if you have not enough to give to every single person who grogeres, that's called merubin. And when you have 18 people, so that will give exactly each person one grogeres. That's two sudos equals 18 grogeres. And therefore, if you have more than that, hein hein merubin, any amount more than that, two sudos is all you need. Because 18, 19, 20, 20,000, it's still going to be enough just to have the two seudos. And therefore, hein hein merubin. 18 is the maximum number that we start saying. You don't have to add an additional grogeres for each person. Up to 18 people, you need a grogeres for each person. Beyond that, you don't need to add any additional food. Hein hein merubin. That's called a large amount. Visagi, and we learned over here, the mazon shtei seudos is adequate. You only need to have the mazon of shtei seudos, which is 18 grogeres. Below, and if you don't have 18 people. So then, hein, hein, muwatin ninu. That is called muwatin. Some don't, or encourage the words hein, hein. It means that less than 18 is called a small amount. And the agavur kichamashla, and the chiddush over here is that shtei sudos have yon shmon esri grogros. That in fact, that in the amount of food that you have for two sudos, that is 18 grogros. And therefore, if you have 15 people, you only need 15 grogros. You have 3 people, you need 3 grogeres. If you have 18 people, you need 18 grogeres, which is 2 sudos. And if you have 19, 20, 21, etc., etc., you still only need the 18 grogeres, which is the 2 sudos. Again, we learned today, Le'ili Nishmas, Hagoyin HaKadosh, Rav Meir Shapiro, Zechat Tzadik Kosh Levracha, the Lubina Rav, the founder of the Daf Yomi, and we're all learning in his Zuchus, and Mitzvah Hashem, his holy, holy neshama, should have a continuous aliyah from all of the learning of the Daf Yomi. With this, we conclude today's shiur.